No, yeah. For something completely different.
A Scottish icon, an English icon, an evil icon, I guess.
It's a bloody piece of work, isn't it?
It is a bloody piece of work. It's interesting, people think, oh, it's full of blood. It's full of the word blood.
Mm.
And it's up to your discretion. You can put as much or less blood in it as you like.
I did a line search yesterday.
Yeah.
Oh, it's definitely, yeah, but it's got the these little things you fill it in. Yeah, and they tell you how many. It came up in the triples.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's over. It's a lot of numbers. It's the blood, the word blood, bloodiest. Everything's about it, so it's sort of steeped in it, yeah.
I hadn't read it for years, but just going back over it, the witches, the filth, the sweat from the gibbet.
Yeah, it's a pretty particular piece of work. It's relentless. It's got a really simple plot. You mustn't confuse it with a complicated plot. Basically, his wife and he plot to kill the king. He gets scared. She convinces him. They kill the king, then all hell breaks loose, and finally they all die. So
everyone dies.
But it doesn't matter that you know the end, because what's... I'm finding really brilliant this time playing it, because I played it when I was young, 28, 20 years ago, is just this relentless force of shall I, shan't I, okay, I will, I know it's bad, okay, I will.
But what's the line, you know, when he says, I'm so steeped in blood, I'm halfway there, it would be as...
I'm in blood stepped in so far that should I wade no more, returning were as tedious as Gawor.
Well, that's it, isn't it? It's kind of like, well, I'm covered in it now.
Yeah, I can't be frightened in it. He says later, direness familiar to my slaughterous thoughts can't start me. Just can't even give me a... And when he hears about his wife being killed, he says that great line, she should have died hereafter. Which we think means... It's quite... Well, we think it means something more than it does. All it means is, well, she would have died anyway. So what it is he says, the queen, my lord, is dead, and he shrugs and goes, oh, she would have died hereafter. And the truth of what he realises when he said it is that he can't feel anything for this woman, that at the beginning of the play they are passionately in love, and at the end of the play she dies, and all he can go is, oh, well, too bad, she would have gone anyway.
Do you know, I found that interesting. Cool. I think it's a play about masculinity as well, though, isn't it? You know, about what it is to be a man.
Well, and what it is for a woman to try and be a man in a kind of, not exactly stereotypical, but because you can get beyond that. But she says, when she asked to be made evil, she says, come, you spirits, unsex me here, which doesn't mean take away sexuality, although it actually sort of does. It says, make me hard inside, make me brittle. And what's really fantastic about that speech is that just as she's asked for all the, in quotation marks, womanly parts of her to be taken away, right at the very end of that speech, in walks her husband, who hasn't seen her for months at a battle. And she has to be a woman for him right at that moment, but she's asked it all to be taken away. So right at that very moment when they're supposed to be sublime
man
together,
and woman together,
she is making it up. She's faking it.
Is she faking it?
Well, she has to, because she's just had it all taken out of her.
Mm.
Get me? It's a really interesting... She has to be...
Well, if he granted her wish, if God or the spirits or whoever did unsex her, then...
Well, they do, don't they?
Yeah, exactly.
Because she... And then she's able to say, I've given suck and know how tender it is, the love, the babe that milks me, I would... while it was smiling in my face, have plucked my nipple from his boneless gums and dashed the brains out, had I so sworn as you have done to this.
Did you learn all the parts?
I do know all the play, actually, to be honest.
Yeah.
I know everybody's lines. The thing about that is interesting. People think, oh, she kills babies. She doesn't. She never kills a baby. She just says, had I sworn the way you swore, that's what I would have been prepared to do.
So it's the follow-through, isn't it?
It's
if you swear, you have to
how
go further.
How many marriages... this is what I love about this play. Take away the murder and the king, and you've got a marriage breaking up. You've got a very, very well-observed... you know, how many times in a relationship, not necessarily a marriage, but a partnership, does one of them not follow through? And especially with men and women, often the men don't follow through. It's like looking for something. Have you had a proper look or just a man's look? Do you know what I mean? That phenomenon of look properly.
Well, the thing I loved, and, you know. I found her so positive the first time I read the play. You know, that line, though, I would see thee crowned with all.
Mm.
You know, it's like she's constantly urging him to be what she knows he is, but he doesn't know he's
it. But who for?
Well, yeah, for
her. Yeah. you have to put a backstory into it. What we've said is that he's just not delivered. He's not delivered. Mm. He's not a king. When they got married, he was a prospect. He's not a king. They have no children. Mm. He hasn't been able to give her any children, questions of masculinity or not.
Mm.
So what has he delivered? And they've obviously earlier, before the play, they have had a discussion about killing the king.
Mm.
And he's gone, yes, I will. And now that it's actually there, ready to happen, he's scared. And that's what gets her most. She says, when you durst do it, then you are a man.
Then you can do it.
Now you could have... And then nothing, you know, nor time nor place did then adhere. There was no even... but now everything's ready to be done, and now you're scared. That's what she says in that scene. It's like amazing. And he says, don't make me do it. I'll do everything that a man can do, but if I do more, step over this boundary, I won't be a man anymore. I'll be a monster.
And that's what he becomes, doesn't he?
And she goes, oh no, a little water clears the seat, of course. And of course, what happens is her naivety, I'll be able to handle it, is completely destroyed. And that's the truth of the tragedy, really. It's not that he becomes this killing, child-murdering monster. That's partly it. What it is that she sees the moment that he starts to go off onto this tangent. She goes, come on, come to bed. What's done is done. And he goes, nah, we've scorched the snake, not killed it. And you can see, in that scene, you see her go, oh my God, he was right. And he starts doing stuff that just... And she can't deal with it. She goes mad, and then he can't feel for her death, and there's nothing left, and life's...
Is it dangerous getting so close to all of this all the time?
Well, you know, I'm not a very suspicious actor, and I kind of... I don't buy into the, you know, never say it in the dressing room sort of thing. Mm. But having said that, you know, we're doing the lights and stuff at the moment, and we're creating a dark world. There's no question about it. Even if you lit it with full-on bright lights all the time, what they're doing is relentlessly... dark. It's got no joy in it other than elicit the joy of doing something that's absolutely...
Or connecting that,
that
to
weird
that.
Joy, yeah.
I remember reading an interview with Brad Pitt while he was doing Seven, you know, and he just said, break out the razor blades, basically. That was a basket case. You know, you're taking long walks, kind of getting out into the air afterwards.
Oh, well, poor Brad. Should try acting. You know, my thing is, seriously, you know, if you're going to go home and start murdering... I've dreamt about murdering my children, he said horribly, doing this play. But, you know, I don't walk around being Macbeth. That's kind of...
Well, you can carry all that.
Well, you know, I think any actor that does that's kind of being a bit of a wanker, actually. Mm. But we won't go there. So, yeah, I mean, but it is dark, and here we are doing some terrible stuff together. I mean, to me, the most frightening moment is when Lady Macbeth comes back having smeared the grooms with blood, with her hands bloody, and grabs hold of my hand, and there's this moment where the hands come together, and I've just said, oh, God... You know, will all great Neptune's ocean wash this blood from my hand? No, this my hand will rather the multitudinous seas incarnadine, making the green one red. Fantastic line. And then she goes, bang, and the blood just splatters out of the hands. That's the most frightening moment for me. She says, my hands are of your colour, but I shame to wear a heart so white. Just, you know, that's the dark area. The violence, the fight. If you make this play about a fight at the end, you've missed it. That's what I think.
I mean, they all end with a fight, don't they?
Well, they do, and that's because, well, someone like Macbeth, that strain of evil has to be not just killed, has to be extirpated, is what I think. Like a bug, it has to be. And in Macbeth in particular, he doesn't die on stage, he dies off stage, because there's to be no glory in that death. That's like it's like Hitler in the bunker.
But he made the choice. Well, he's different to Hitler in a way, because he made the choice to take everyone with him,
yes,
didn't he?
Yes, he did. Well, he made the choice to... knowingly wage this mortal war on his own soul. So he knows about damnation. In tragedy, anyone that's doing tragedy, you should know, you know, you know that in tragedy, one of the things that happens to the tragic hero is a recognition point. Okay, they realize, like Oedipus is the classic one. He realizes at the very end of the play, he realizes that it's him, and then pokes his eyes out. Go figure. But in Macbeth, that recognition is almost the entire play. He knows from the moment he gets the idea or confirmation of his idea, which he's had before the play, the entire play is about him recognizing in slow motion his own damnation. So it's like a suspended...
It's just a road to perdition, basically.
It's a road to perdition. It's like, and I think the effect, I'm trying to get the effect of audience strapped into chairs watching in slow motion this dreadful traffic accident that they can't do anything about, but they're fascinated.
But people can't walk away. Is that what you want from the audience? What do you want from an Auckland audience?
That's what I want. I want them... Well, that's what I'm trying to get across, that you know, there are some things in our lives we have to do. We have to exorcise aspects of ourselves. Often we have to laugh and have a big scream. Sometimes we have to go to something and see that dark side, which we all know is there, and take the journey as far as we can, because we can go home and have a drink and go to bed. But the person doing it, Macbeth, Lady Macbeth, have to be killed. You know, it's only on stage, sure, but that has to happen. And I
for your universe to...
Yeah. And I think that's why I see tragedy, this kind of one, especially this exploration, why it's so popular, I think, throughout history, is that it takes you as far as it can down that road. He goes to some pretty terrible places. Mm. And you're kind of there with him the whole way. in a strangely I can't look away way. You don't like him necessarily, but there's a sort of admiration. It's a miracle of a play, really. Mm. And I guess sometimes we need to have that in our lives. Isn't that why we have horror films and very scary things in our lives, watching people do things that we would never do in our own life, really, but vicariously it's...
Through at last, darkly.
It's vicarious damnation, basically, yeah.
I like it. And that's Macbeth. It's vicarious damnation. You heard it here first on BFM.
That's right.
Fantastic. So housekeeping now. Where is it on? Tell me.
Maidment Theatre. It opens on Saturday night. That's the 29th of May. Runs for 4 weeks. I know that probably everybody says this, but tickets are actually selling really fast. So it's going well. And
is this your own group? This is
the large group. I did Hamlet last year, which was a great success in terms of... you know, its artistic success and everything, and was, people were, I think, surprised and somewhat relieved that they could get Shakespeare. So I'm hoping I can follow up on that. It's a very different feel, of course, but, it's the large group. I mean, I'm interested in getting epic back into the theatre and taking out the television.
The pick of the epic.
Yeah, the pick of the epic. I mean, if you're in theatre watching TV, what are you in the theatre for?
I love it. Michael Hurst, thank you very much for joining us on The Wire. Vicarious Damnation, Macbeth at the Maidment.
Sweaty hands in the drawers. You need-